miracles in the Haitian rubble, but enduring pain for the survivors. The Taliban strike in Kabul. And it led the Golden Globes pack.
Avatar.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. In ravaged Haiti, the frantic search for earthquake survivors goes on. And there have been some reasons to smile.
Back up.
Two people pulled alive from a collapsed supermarket in Port-au-Prince 5 days after the country was devastated by a powerful earthquake. CBS News correspondent Harry Smith was at another location in the capital when a baby girl was found alive.
A rescue team from Miami-Dade worked side by side with a team from France. They couldn't hear a thing, but the dogs knew better.
Chase and Stryker alerted on the baby's location, and then we pulled her out.
The dogs followed their noses, and the rescue teams followed the dogs. And there, in a safe place, was Michelle.
Not all the stories have such a happy ending. Captain Billy Monahan is with one of the rescue teams that have rushed to help. He describes efforts to save one girl.
She was tapping for us, and towards the end of the day, we don't know what happened, but we lost the tap.
Haiti remains a country in desperate straits, struggling to cope with the aftermath of a disaster that, by one estimate, has left between 50 and 100,000 people dead. CBS News correspondent Seth Doan.
Survival here is a constant struggle, one that's even more acute at the Port-au-Prince Municipal Hospice, where the living are not far from the dead. There's no food, no water, and no medicine today for the 85 residents who've survived this long. The priority here is to feed our elders, he says, because they'll die of hunger.
CBS News medical correspondent Dr. Jennifer Ashton is working with other doctors in Port-au-Prince.
There's a lot of pain and there's a lot of frustration on the part of the medical professionals here helping, because you finish one patient and you feel a tinge of gratification for being able to help that patient, and then literally inches next to that person is someone crying and in terrible pain.
As the days goes on, says CBS News correspondent Peter King, at a makeshift hospital in the capital, the specter of more deaths looms.
A lot of the patients inside this tent are septic. That is, they have very bad infections. And one doctor tells me if they don't get more help soon, they probably won't last two more days.
I'm Stephen Kaufman in Laogan, Haiti. Susie Parker and her husband John are in the process of reopening a hospital in a small community 30 miles east of Port-au-Prince, but the earthquake changed all that. Now the couple camps out in a soccer field with others just like them.
One man walked out of the camp the other day as I was walking by, just sobbing, and, you know, there was nothing to do but put your arms around him and hold him. I couldn't talk to him.
The Parkers say there's a good chance their hospital may never reopen.
Relief organizations are frustrated more aid isn't getting to the people who need it. Doctors Without Borders says it's seen little sign of significant relief distribution. Many groups say the U.S. military is to blame for what they say are misplaced priorities and a bottleneck at the Port-au-Prince airport, which is under U.S. control. But CARE International's Jeffrey Dennis says they're doing what they can.
We now have 60,000 meals being distributed and 600,000 water purification tablets.
There are about 1,000 U.S. troops on the ground in Haiti, with some 2,000 Marines expected to arrive today to lend a hand. CBS News military analyst Jeff McCausland.
They will assist more specific units that do things like engineers to open the roads, water purification units provide clean water, and medical units that'll be arriving with them.
Now, the streets of the capital are calmer today. Yesterday, riot police used tear gas to break up crowds of looters. Several stores were set on fire.